Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode. Oof, for today, I was having some difficulties, and I actually wanted to share this with you. It's related to actually the cost of taking a bad advice. We all want to get advice. I mean, it saves us time, right? You need something, well, you can just call someone or ask someone. You have a bigger problem, of course, you can hire a consultant or an advisor and ask for support, right? And in many cases, we tend to get to the cheaper option. Yeah, I've done it so many times, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think it also depends on where you are in your business. When you start a business, you cannot afford for expensive, not just consultant, but you cannot really afford expensive suppliers. But then on the other hand, as you grow your business, you just need the credibility. You don't want to work with bad suppliers. And I was curious. Actually, I'm going to do a short poll. How many times have you actually hired a consultant and then be disappointed? I'm really curious. It doesn't have to be a management. It can be marketing, in sales, in finance. You have a problem. You hire a consultant only to realize that, well, they don't have a clue how to solve your problem, but they are consultants, right? Well, I want to know the answer to that, but I still haven't figured out how to get the feedbacks from this community. So, how much does a wrong advice is worth? Think about it, just for a second. So, you go to a hairdresser and they do your haircut, and I mean, if they give you a bad haircut, what's the implication? A few weeks, you're going to walk weird. I have an experience with my wife. She's doing my haircut at the moment, by the way. We bought a new machine and we wanted to try. And man, we made a mistake. A big one. A really big one. She cut all my hair. So I was actually bald. Bald. And you know what? A few weeks. That's all it takes. The hair comes back and that's it. Uncomfortable few weeks. But yeah, I survived, right? Well, now think about a bad consultant advice. It could actually damage your company permanently. Not like a few weeks. It's permanently. If it's a business consultant or if it's a level where you actually need to decide, you know what, I'm going to invest some money in this or in that, or what's the best marketing I can do. Do you know how much it's worth? It's going to cost you if you actually have a permanent brand damage? Well, think about it. I've tried. I had burn, but I'm not allowed to talk publicly here about that. And what was the whole goal? The whole goal was just to cut on the cost and save a few hundreds or even a few thousand. You know what? This is the right guy that could really help me. But on the other hand, this guy is cheaper. Let's go with them. And as I told you, with the haircut, you know what you're going to miss. But imagine if you make a marketing campaign that's going to hurt your damage permanently and it's going to take you years to recover. And nobody's perceiving it that because many times people are saying, consultants, they just talk and they just think and they just give you advices. And nobody ever mentioned, well, you know what? People are changing consultants because they cannot find the right one. And it's not just finding the right one, but actually it requires your effort in investment, financial, but in time. What happens if you invested 3 to 6 months in a consultant just to realize that they had no clue what they're doing? And is it really worth the saving? And let me now look on the other side. How much you can grow or you can save by having a good consultant? Now, start visioning that part. A small tweak in your business can actually explode your business? What if you're actually having a struggle and everything else is perfect, but there is one spot that is missing that you that if someone can help you solve it, your company will grow? Or what if you're actually into the downhill? What if you actually are not aware that something bad is happening and that at early stage a preemptive action could actually save your business? And honestly, I talk with a lot of people, business owners, nobody thinks about this. This is like, life is good. If it goes, it goes. If it not, that's it. And in my head, because I've had several consultants, actually more than 10 different consultants, I've realized the importance that, you know what? It really depends whether you can afford it. You don't want to go above your head, but a consultant could actually save or break your business. And it's really up to you to find the right one. And it's not always just the expertise, but it's also whether you can work with them on which frequencies. There are people, you know, the egoistic ones. I'm the consultant, therefore I'm a god and you only need to listen to me. Yeah, if you like that type, but at least to know what you're getting yourself into. On the other hand, there are more consultative people where like, let me do the diagnostic. What do you think like this is happening? How can we find a way forward? I prefer those kind of guys. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to get this thought to you. How much does it cost you to take a bad advice? And don't get me wrong, even if it's for free, you can have a friend giving you the advice, but how much is gonna actually cost you if you take a bad advice? That's my thought for today. That's all, guys. Thank you very much for listening and bye-bye. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.